This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Our 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. So let's kick this off the right way. I hope everybody had a good Labor Day. Didn't labor that much. I did, but I hope you didn't. So let's kick off with podcaster and writer Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. So you worked too hard over Labor Day?
No, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, I'm in radio after all. It's not like I'm out there digging ditches or something. I mean, you know, let's be straight up about that one. But I did labor, so, you know, I did some, not just not a whole bunch.
Good for you. Yeah. Bill, you and I are always trying to find listeners, right?
Yes.
How much do you think we'd have to donate so that the California Democrats would put out a broad call to boycott our shows? It sure worked for In and Out.
Yeah, it did. In and Out.
We could call it Boycott Brands, or now that Toys R Us is gone, Boycotts R Us. What do you think?
I like it. It's sort of silly. I mean, this is a new thing because it is not unheard of for businesses to give both ways, to give both to Democrats and Republicans, because what they're doing is they're hedging their bets.
Well, and to me, what's so frightening, what happened to, Chick-fil-A in New York? Is that if you don't grease the politicians, they will keep inventing another piece of paper. Oh, we need another inspection. You failed. Oh, the wire's the wrong color. You can never open your store.
Right.
It's classic in Chicago. I mean, you're about to open. They'll dig a ditch around your building and say, street repairs until you pay up. No, that's Chicago politics, man.
Yeah.
And I was really surprised that In-N-Out didn't have state inspectors just climbing over every store and shutting them down.
I think the thing with In-N-Out, though, is they're sort of a California institution, aren't they? I mean, they didn't have to be pushed into paying a better wage. They pay good wages already.
They pay very good wages.
Yeah, and besides the Democratic the chairman of the state Democratic Party, how many were willing to give up the double-double?
I don't know how many gave it up, but I know a whole lot of people came because they were told to boycott it. They said,
yeah,
I'm turning this into a boycott. So,
well, you know, this is not.
Well, we think of California as being, you know, a deep blue state, all socialist. Well, surprise, y'all.
Burger lovers are apolitical, aren't they?
Evidently they are.
You know, the thing about this, though, I mean, this became a thing to do with David Hogg to a certain degree because he's the one that really decided to go this route. And for some reason, the adults are sort of emulating them, or some of them are. Now, not all of them are, because about as soon as that started, weren't a lot of people like, that's not happening. You know, that's just not happening. I mean, right. It is not, like I said, they have given a lot of money to Democrats as well, haven't they?
I'm pretty sure. Sure.
So I found that this whole idea that if you know, I know California is one party. I know it. I know there's some remnants of conservatism probably in Northern California. You were there. Where did you live when you were there?
San Diego area.
Okay. I'm sure that there's scattered conservatives out there all over the place. But, you know, Gavin Newsom, who will probably be governor or stuff like that.
Emperor?
Yeah. He wants to have – he's out there and he's been touting, well, you know, we have single payer in San Francisco. I implemented that there as mayor, and I want to do it for the whole state. And, you know, nobody's sitting up there saying, you know, Gavin, we're looking at San Francisco. No thanks.
Right. Right. Well, okay. There are three or four counties that are very liberal. If you get off those counties, even along the coast, there are many counties that are wildly conservative. You go up there, you think you're in Idaho. But though it's like Chicago. The Chicago political tail wags the entire state of Illinois.
Right.
The Bay Area, L.A. area wag the entire political tail of California. Sorry, partner. You're in the wrong state. I would love it if they let people secede from California one county at a time.
Right.
You know, the northern counties could go to Oregon or to Nevada. The southern corner could go, I want to go to Arizona or Nevada. I wonder how big California would be after we let... there's a name for that. I can't remember it right now. We'll think about it later.
What, the movement that they had to break California up to three states? Is that what you're referring to?
The movement that individuals should be able to choose which government affiliation they accept.
Right.
Right.
You know, the thing about California, with all of this talk and all of these boycotts and everything else, one thing I saw the other day, they're one of the biggest importers of foreign oil in the United States by themselves.
Of course. They, at one time, were either as large as Texas or rivaled Texas. They had one gusher that, for a time, moved world oil prices. You know, obviously, the demand is higher now than it was then. But California is oil crazy. Yes, they import it. They have great ports. They used to import it and then put it in rails and tank cars and carry it around the world. Now, not so much into pipelines. Now they consume a lot of it. It got so crazy that people wanted to. There are natural oil seeps. If they happen on land, you call them a tar pit.
Right.
The zoologists love it because they dig all these animals out of it. They're offshore. They're just natural leaks of oil.
Right.
And some companies said, it's polluting the environment. Let us tap it so it won't leak into the ocean.
Right.
And the politicians said no.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, they want to go into renewable energy, but most of I don't remember the number. It's either 280 million or 680 million barrels of oil imported per year. I think it's probably 283 million. And, you know, all of these Tesla stations and everything, the electricity for those has got to come from something.
Well, it typically doesn't come from oil. It may come from natural gas. Fracking was developed in California to access natural gas deposits.
Right.
Little known fact. More to your point, we've heard crazy things saying California should go all renewables. And I'm just enough of a bitter conservative that I say, I absolutely want you to do that. No fossil fuels at all. Nothing but solar and wind and unicorn farts, and put $100 a gallon tax on every internal combustion engine, because I want all my liberty-minded friends to leave and come join me in a free state.
Sure.
I'm bitter like that.
And the thing about it is they're just about broke anyway, and the things that are actually producing money, like In-N-Out Burger, they want to boycott. And on the other hand, although I will say one thing about the Tesla car. Now, you know, most of the lead that we get for ammunition comes from used car batteries.
Right.
Can you imagine how much we harvest out of a Tesla battery? Because that's the entire bottom of the car.
Aren't they? I don't think they're lead acid. I think they're lithium ion. So
don't smash my smash
okay.
My.
Sorry.
Don't rain on my parade. Don't rain on my parade.
Yes. You and I are going to melt down Teslas and launch them out the end of a barrel.
I can't wait. That would probably be good for 2,000 or 3,000 rounds, just that one Tesla battery.
I think so.
Yeah, Rob Morris, he is a podcaster with the Polite Society Podcast and the very unique Self-Defense Gun Stories Podcast, a writer at Slowfax WordPress blog, which from there it just jumps out and heads to places like Ammoland and heads to places like ClashDaily.com. And then, depending on what day of the week it starts here at Lock and Load, he joins me at Lock and Load. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Rob Morse. We've already been to In-N-Out Burger. Just to whet the appetite. Where would we like to go now, sir?
I heard something, Bill, and it made me grateful to you.
Oh.
I was watching a Pittsburgh news station. They presented a story about arming school staff. It's one of my passions. And a school superintendent came on, and you know how they have to show both sides without really asking very deep questions. And the superintendent said, oh, no, no teachers with guns, only school resource officers. And then I dig a little deeper. And the reporter didn't even know the next obvious questions to ask.
Right.
Would the school resource officers be armed in your district? Many in Pennsylvania are not. Whoa. So here you are leaving the listener with the impression that the cops would be armed and the teachers would be armed, when in fact the guy in uniform is there with a smile and maybe a club. Would the school resource officers be in every building? Not even close. Most, in fact, most buildings wouldn't have a school resource officer. Would the school resource officers be there every time a student or teacher were on campus? Again, the answer is no. And the journalist didn't know to ask. You know, obvious. Are they going to be on the ball field late at night when the teams are having rehearsals and practices? Nope. Just teachers and students. In the gym after school. In the choir room. On a weekend rehearsal. No, no, and no. And the reporter didn't know to ask. So we never heard the obvious answers that are so important. And I left that being grateful for you and your audience. Because our audience would know to ask.
Yeah.
And somebody has to.
Well, see, this is the thing. This is the thing with gun-free zones. When they impose a gun-free zone, they don't have anybody in there to guard the gun-free zone.
Right.
You cannot. There is no such thing as decreeing a gun-free zone and then making that work. You're going to have something to either disarm people coming into it or allow people to be armed in it to where it becomes a deterrent to go in there and open up. So this idea that they have and everything, I think more and more people are becoming wise to the idea that there is no such thing as a truly gun-free zone.
Oh, you are so right. You are. Oh, man. Did you just read that? Did you just catch that in the news?
No.
Okay, so there was.
I say it so much, it's become like breathing, you know?
Right. After Santa Fe, the attacks on that school in Texas.
Right.
We expect the poll numbers for gun control to go up. Oh, school shooting, gun control good, gun ownership bad, except it didn't happen this time. Now, for one, the murderer used a shotgun, so maybe they couldn't sit there and wave the modern sporting rifle ARs are bad sign.
Right.
But Quinnipiac did polls. And in this case, gun control support actually decreased by 6 points across that time of the Santa Fe shooting. And I just figure more and more people agree with you that gun, rather than view it as, oh, this tool causes violence, they looked at it and said, this fallacy of a gun-free zone is getting us killed.
Yeah. That's and you know what? That's just realization light bulb going off in some people's head. And I'm glad. Yeah, I agree with you. Thank goodness for that. Because there's nothing quite, you know, you and I can teach the lesson all day long. But once they learn the lesson, then we don't have to teach it anymore. Now it sort of takes on its own life and its own thing, and they start reacting to it and doing things with it, which is good. I fully enjoy that when that happens. But I'm always going to contend that we should not have had a single gun rampage killing since Columbine.
Right. We should have learned the lesson.
Yes, and we did nothing. They did nothing. The politicians did nothing. The school districts did nothing. They were all out there too busy virtue signaling. And when they want to sit around and say, "Who the blood of the students is on your hands," you need to be looking in the mirror.
And I have to add, you and I may disagree about this slightly.
Sure.
The way our news media turns murderers into celebrities breeds the next murderer.
Yeah, it's sort of sickening.
It breaks my heart. We want reasoned debate. Good. Let's have the debate. Now leave the guy's face and name off the screen. On the other hand, I did see sort of a snarky comment that said, it's too bad we can't turn internet trolls loose on the next murderer, you know, because they will rip into his Facebook page and embarrass the murderer to be so much that they would never think of it.
Yeah. Yeah, that would. Well, I mean, and the fact that nobody's ever thought to do that is sort of interesting, too.
Maybe we are learning. We just have to learn faster than the bad guys.
The thing that bothers me most about this is that nobody sits back and looks at, like, in Parkland. They should really be taking a close examination in Parkland because so many things went wrong, but nobody's sitting back and saying, how could this have happened, and how do we prevent it from happening the next time, and do a really hard, self-critical, after-action review.
Right. Well, and I think police officers and police agencies do, unless they're so politicized that the answers don't matter.
Yeah, but with kids... And, I mean, I'll extend that up to 18-year-olds. I mean, I look at them and say, you know, there's a lot of life left in you guys. I mean, to get to where I'm at, 40 years has to pass. And to see them get chopped down that age or younger, or any age, really, just sort of sets me on edge. And I don't really have a full appreciation for any adults that sit back and say, well, we have to find it. The solution is already there, Jack. The solution is already there. You've got to make schools a hard target, period.
Let's go beyond that, though. You and I want a solution at every stage.
Every stage. Every stage.
Because this isn't the line was long at In-N-Out Burger today, so I think I'll go shoot up a school. These guys, who was that? Sandy Hook, the murderer there. Studied it for years. The cops looked at his research and said, this guy made a master's thesis of figuring out how to kill people.
Hang on right there. We're about to go into the break. You can find the stuff that Rob talks about, writes about. You can listen to it or you can read it. It doesn't matter. He puts it out those two different ways for you. You choose. Podcasts, Polite Society, and Self-Defense Gun Stories, The Written Word, Slow Facts WordPress Blog, Ammo Land, and ClashDaily.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News.
After a full day of partisan bickering, Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh finally got to deliver his opening statement.
As a nominee to the Supreme Court, I understand the responsibility I bear. Some 30 years ago, Judge Anthony Kennedy sat in this seat. He became one of the most consequential justices in American history. I served as his law clerk in 1993.
Today, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley said that President Trump will host the United Nations Security Council meetings with foreign leaders later this month in New York City. Haley was also asked during a press conference how things are going regarding North Korea and them denuclearizing.
We let Chairman Kim know that just because we shake hands and we smile at each other does not mean that the international community is okay with their building of ballistic missiles.
This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Sound conceited, but I have some really good bumps. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load, and I am talking to Rob Morse as we continue down the path trying to find the way of truth and righteousness and stuff.
Well, we were just talking about changing perceptions, right?
Sure, sure.
Now, this I can't tell whether this is changing perception or very slippery lawyers chasing an ambulance. After the murder in Florida recently, some lawyers filed a lawsuit against the guys in Jacksonville, at Jacksonville Landing, with this quote, though, saying the business left the patrons in a horrible security situation. Here's where the quote gets interesting.
Okay.
Business as usual on the security front will no longer be tolerated. We must demand more from business owners. It's time for businesses and event organizers to step up their game. The firm's been contacted by victims before, but in this case, they decided to get involved because they believe the attack was preventable. The reason this is interesting is lots of businesses in lots of states, the Chamber of Commerce owns the legislature.
Right.
And here they said, oh, we have liquor over here in the corner. The whole world's a gun-free zone. Security's not our problem. Oh, yes, it is, partner. If you see lawsuits like this, you and your insurance company are going to start paying big bucks. Even if you win, you don't want to get dragged through this. And then they will stop telling the state legislature to keep the gun-free zones in place. We will get rid of gun-free zones when it becomes cheaper for businesses to get rid of them.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's really the way it should be, isn't it? I mean,
yes.
These guys getting out here and, like, For example, here in South Carolina, which is a very backward state, it amazes me that we're actually above and beyond Florida on this one. We used to have the whole thing to where if they served alcohol, you couldn't carry a gun.
Right.
But that presupposes that anybody carrying a gun is not going to be responsible enough to say to themselves, I'm carrying a gun, so I'm not going to drink alcohol, or right. I'm not going to become impaired, or any of this other stuff. And these are the same people that never drunk drive, you know?
Right.
So them getting out here and playing this game where if anybody serves, which I think there was some corner restaurant pub thing in this venue right. in Jacksonville that served alcohol. Then
people would retain the responsibility for their own protection.
Well, the thing I was going to say is the people that were in that venue, in that game, they probably weren't consuming alcohol.
No, they weren't. Nope. Well, you and I know lots of people, they don't drink. They're great fun to be around. They just don't drink alcohol. Some people don't drink coffee. Some people don't drink this, don't drink that. Fine. They get disarmed, too. Even the people that do drink, you're with a bunch of buddies, my turn up, I'm drinking soft drinks tonight because I'm the designated driver and the designated defender. And some stupid Florida politician over and over and over is getting his constituents killed by sticking with this gun-free zone noise.
Yeah. Yeah. With me, I mean, I do drink technically.
Right.
But that means that, like, when I'm in Dallas at the NRA thing or when I'm in Las Vegas at SHOT Show, I'm not, because I'm not at home. The only place I drink is at home. And I never drink to the point of getting inebriated, because when I'm at home, I also have a gun with me. So
there was an interesting court case just like that, Bill, and I think it was out of Missouri, where, I don't remember the reason there was a police-homeowner interaction. The guy had been drinking at home.
Right.
He was carrying. I don't think he went out and drove. I think there was some sort of police interaction. They said, you're carrying a gun. He goes, you seem intoxicated. You can't. He was convicted. And I believe the court flipped the law, or the state legislator flipped the laws to say, look, he has to have done something bad before you can arrest him for being intoxicated while carrying a gun. I mean, you in your own home, we're not going there. We're not going to, you know, drive up and do random breathalyzer tests on gun owners. Don't let the people in New Jersey get that idea. It's too right. dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
So, this is going to have to become a thing. I think one of the problems that we're having out of Las Vegas, for example,
yes,
is, the Mandalay Bay Hotel is a gun-free zone.
And I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mandalay Bay is a gun-free zone. And the question that a lot of people are thinking they're going to ask is that the tort lawyers, that's why Mandalay Bay and MGM have preemptively sued all the victims of the Mandalay Bay shooting.
Ah.
Because they think that these people are going to come out in droves and attack them for saying, well, you call it a gun-free zone, but you didn't actually do anything to make it a gun-free zone.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
And that is, I think, part of it. I think the tort lawyers have got that all sewed up, because there will be lots and lots of people that come out on this one. I wouldn't be surprised to see the restaurant goers at the base of Mandalay Bay when the glass came crashing down. They're not going to say, well, I was traumatized by that too, and I want some compensation, you know, that kind of thing. So,
well, you and I have been at SHOT Show.
Sure.
We carried. We've been at NRA. You and I are. I use this as bragging rights. I've been in a room with 20,000 armed men.
Yep.
Felt
not
pretty
one
secure, actually.
Thing happening out of there.
Nope. It gets a little silly sometimes, but that. Nope. Absolutely safe. So I think these individuals have every right to be outraged that people disarmed them.
Well,
on the other hand, do we have to say, no, I need to ignore your gun-free zone sign. Unless it comes with, you know, penalties that I can't afford if I'm caught. We just have to ignore it and press on.
Yeah. The thing I'm finding interesting about this is that if we're doing it right and we're concealing, which in my state I have no choice. We have no provision
for
open carry at all right now, currently. And so if I'm doing it right, I carry everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody detects it. I mean, I've learned how to carry. I can carry and conceal a 1911 without a belt, with gym shorts on, and a T-shirt.
Right. Right.
So I've mastered that art.
Right. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Hey, now, we've just got just a minute. When we come back, our friend John Lott has been came out with some new numbers about how many of us are concealed carrying now.
Yeah.
And you and I always wonder, okay, that's how many of us have their permits. How many of us are actually carrying? And there was a new Ipsos poll that came out to look at older versus younger gun owners. How many say they're carrying? Oh, yeah. Man, that's great news.
Yeah. We'll cover that when we get back. The great Mr. Lott, Dr. Lott, and his... I always think he's a little conservative in his numbers, too, do you?
Well, if he says the sun came up today, he probably just checked. He didn't assume anything.
Okay, all right. I'll go with that definition. We'll be right back. My guest is Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And I'm talking to Rob Morse.
Bill, we got some great news from John Lott.
Okay.
And from this poll I referenced. John looks around the United States. He updates the numbers constantly. About 8 to 8.5, 9% of us have our carry permits. Now, we're not talking about the folks in New Jersey, California, New York, you know, where it's unobtainium. But what's fascinating to me is someone that did some follow-on polls.
Right.
Because they said, oh, younger people don't like guns. Well, surprise, buddy. The propensity to own guns amongst younger Americans and older, and this is younger is called 18 to 34,
right,
versus 35 on up, which includes old farts, the percentage to own was virtually identical, just spot on in this poll. But what was amazing is people in the younger age group were much more likely to say they carry their guns with them at least once a month. 43% of them said that. Now, is this open carry where it's allowed? Is this concealed carry? Are they doing it illegal? Is it constitutional carry in those states? We don't know. The poll didn't dig in. But and part of this, there may be less here than it seems.
Right.
Historically, gun owners were guys who shot in the field. They had a shotgun. They went hunting. They had a rifle. They went deer hunting. Now, if a young guy says he's a gun owner, most likely he has a handgun.
Right.
And therefore, when they say, well, I carry more often, well, that's because you can. That shotgun is just a little hard to dance with. It doesn't fit under the coat. But it is great news because it says more and more young gun owners view concealed carry as normal. On-body right. carry. Why, of course. They're the guys who should have been carrying in that Florida Madden 19 game
right.
venue. Tragically. To say, no, young people don't carry. Oh, yes, they do. You disarmed them.
Right. I do look at millennials as a group of rising gun owners, and I sort of made a general statement regarding some millennials, which I didn't differentiate, and for anybody out there on Facebook that may be a millennial that thinks I impugned you, Well, sorry. But I do like that there's a lot of millennial carriers out there. I do like that young
Isn't
people.
That good?
Yes. I would love to know what their motivation is with it, because some of them are a little confused about
Talk
some
to
things.
Me. What
well,
think?
I mean, well, they get out there and they're there's a growing number of them that are beginning to identify as socialists, you know, and at the same time they're arming themselves, which I applaud them arming themselves, but I don't think they think this socialist thing all the way through.
Right. Well, yeah, and you and I know lots of people who go, I don't trust my government. I don't necessarily trust that if things happen to me, the police will deal with me fairly and find the culprits and protect my family. That's up to me, at least till they get there. And you go, you know, I don't think that there's any split left, right, or center on that. And whether you trust the police or just realize that the facts of life, they can't be there when you need them. They would love to be.
Sure.
Yeah, you are your own first defender. I'm sorry, it's hard. Go do it anyway.
That's a fact of life. And the fact that they don't listen to it that much is somewhat bothersome to me, but at the same time, I do think they're beginning to catch on. But
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I like the idea that more people are carrying, more young people are carrying, because we're not going to be around doing it, you know, forever.
Well, and
I've only got 60 years or so left, so. I mean,
yeah, there you go. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Well, it lays to rest some pretty skewed numbers. You and I know that female minority gun owners are the fastest growing segment of the gun owning population. We see that even in the NRA, and as much bad press as the NRA gets. Now, the NRA wanted to generate their own numbers and not trust the media. Let's face it, the only people who know who real NRA members are the NRA. And because if you call me up and say, are you a member, the answers might be skewed. When they called the NRA members and said, do you propose banning firearm sales between private citizens? Only 8% said yes. Background checks. Only 8% of NRA members wanted that.
Yeah.
Ban anything called an assault weapon. You know, you define it any way you want. No, 11% said yes. Oppose gun registration, even in the most reasonable form. 93% said yes, let's oppose it, meaning turn that on its head. How many of you want any form of gun registration? Only 7% of NRA members. Now, turn that on its head. Would you like to see our existing gun laws enforced so that people are prosecuted when they break the law, and we do what we can to keep firearms away from people with mental illness? Again, 91% said yes. So we are just what you'd think we are. We're very reasonable.
Yeah. We're more reasonable. We're probably the most reasonable, the most tolerant.
That's not what CNN would tell you.
Who cares what they tell me? They're so far out there now that I don't even know how. They need to just call themselves a left-leaning rag and be done with it and say, we're doing nothing but editorial, because we already know that.
Well, it's great that we finally got the numbers to prove what you and I long suspected. It matches our intuition, the thousand little events that told us, wait a minute, gun owners aren't crazy. They're some of the most reasonable people you'll find. Yeah, the numbers back that up.
Yep. So they can just go ahead and stick it, as far as I'm concerned. I am the voice of tolerance. They can stick it. So,
Have you talked about that Oregon teenager who was denied a gun by Walmart?
To a degree, not that much, because it's still sort of unwinding. These socially conscious companies, though, are getting on my nerves. But if we got about a minute. We got about 2 minutes left, so go. Go ahead and spill it.
We just have to touch this. We'll leave it on a tickle your funny bone note. There's this young lady, turns 18, goes, I want to buy a rifle. It's what my brothers did. It's what my sisters did. It's what my parents did when they turned 19. Just, you know, we hunt. We're in Oregon. We'll go do it. And Walmart says no. Well, then the Oregon, Human Rights Commission looks at this and goes, I'm sorry, that's age discrimination, partner. For the same reason that a baker has to make a cake for a gay person who wants it, you have to sell this gal a rifle. Walmart offered to settle for $150.
Yeah.
And the teenager said, you know what? I think the settlement in the case of the gay cake was $135,000.
$135K.
I'll take that or see you in court with a smile.
Yeah.
I bet she can find a lawyer that will split that settlement with her because she's got a case.
That's the thing. You know, I've been seeing these Senate Democrats that are out there saying, you know, maybe getting rid of the filibuster was not the greatest idea we had.
Right.
And, you know, this always comes back to haunt them. But thanks for the precedent. We know where this is going to go.
Well, and the craziness, schizophrenia in California where they're, we'll talk about it next week. We don't have time.
We will. The gift that keeps on giving. Check Rob Morris out. He's online at Polite Society Podcast, at Self Defense Gun Stories, also at Slofax WordPress blog, featured writer at Ammoland, and at Clash Daily. Thank you, sir.
Take care. Go bye-bye.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to be introduced to Street Warrior Radio. This is Lock and Load.
Selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.